This episode is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now. Unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free at the App Store. And now, back to the adventure.
So the roller coaster takes off and you guys begin to scream as you are faced with more inertia than you've ever felt in your whole life.
I'm sorry. That was just a lot. Okay.
Yeah, it was. As this just takes the fuck off. And I'm going to need everyone just to roll a constitution check to tell me how well you are doing with this roller coaster business.
Oh, that's a 7. 18, I'm 10. Sick.
I'm good.
Bill's great, but
I'm actually having fun. I'm getting a rush.
So 10?
Did anyone roll below a 7?
No.
I rolled a 7.
Icky. So you're going to roll disadvantage on all your checks while you're on this roller coaster.
Oh, shit.
And all right, so
here we go.
You guys hit your. You are on the climb. This is the classic part of the roller coaster, the climb where you're going up a very, very steep hill.
Okay.
And this obnoxious soundtrack is playing as you climb.
Can we get to pick our song?
Kush, 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 higher. And higher. You feel impossibly high. It feels like you can look down and see the treetops below you at this point. That's how high it feels. But that can't be right. You can't be that far high up.
Whoa, guys.
This is the highest I've ever been.
Oh,
And
I feel alive.
I feel okay.
I feel
but
sick.
Fun.
And then you get about 3/4 of the way up. And then the roller coaster stops.
Uh-oh.
We're all good? We all good?
Yes. How are you?
And then you hear a, ha-ha.
There's our pal.
Let's have fun.
Okay. No problem.
And then at that point you hear a, kush, kush. And
oh, I knew it.
Your
knew
harnesses
it.
Pop open.
Ah!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yes. I mean, oh, yes. We're going to fly.
Okay,
so I have in my backpack, I have rope. I'm going to tie myself in. No.
You hear a kush, kush, and then you start angling up. You keep going towards the top, towards the apex. What are you doing? Quickly, I need to know.
How can we possibly know what to do in this situation?
I don't know.
I'm gripping whatever's in front of me.
Okay, I cast dancing lights. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Are you doing anything with your rope? Is that what you said you were doing?
Yes, I take out my hemp rope. It's 50 feet of hemp rope, and I tie myself in as fast as I can.
Okay, so what you end up doing is
I forgot to say it. I forgot to say it during our hour. I wanted to attune to the clown nose.
I can see, you did that. That's fine.
I want to get a good ball.
Okay, we'll resolve. I'm resolving Griana. Okay, so what you actually do is you kind of tie. You get the harness, you tie the harness, and then you pull the harness back down, and you try to tie the harness in place is what you try to do. And just go ahead and roll me like a Girl Scout rope tie-in, not...
I exploded! Yes.
You exploded. What a time to explode.
I'm excited I'm exploding.
Yeah, you get it. You actually tie it pretty tight. Looks like
I'm
all those...
so much fun. I want to strap in and enjoy the ride.
Absolutely.
I think the ride broke, you guys, but that's okay.
That's a bad idea, but I'm gonna do it.
All right, so then I'm heading over to Kai. Kai, you have a few seconds before you reach the apex of this roller coaster, and you feel like puking. What are you up to?
I'm just gripping onto whatever's in front of me.
Okay.
Dear life.
Let's do it. You're gonna roll disadvantage on all your checks.
Yes, I am.
Can I tie Kai in?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am. I have one question for you. Are there like things to grip onto that are the
There is a
tracks?
Handle in front of you.
Shit. Great.
Cool. I'm gonna stand on a roller coaster.
Yes, and I'm gripping for dear God life.
I'm Let's praying go. For you, Sydney Folds.
Thank you. Same.
I'm just gonna I
you
have
you die. You die, right?
No, I won't die.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh god, I'm so afraid.
Okay, I've literally never been more nervous for you. Zil, what are you doing?
Can I... I'm in the third row, right?
Yes.
How many rows are behind me?
Three.
Three more. I don't know if this would work.
We'll try it out.
I want to jump off, but I want to cast Phantom Steed into a new car that has a harness.
I love it. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And you're gripping
this is
for
Dungeons
dear
and Dragons. My brilliant friend Liz Burton. Yes, 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 yes. So you cast. All right, you're going to have to roll some dexterity stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so you throw your harness off and you stand up.
Dexterity saving throw, right?
And I'm just going to have you roll a dexterity check to see, because are you just jumping and then trying to land?
I
want to
do a backflip into the spell.
Okay.
Holy
well,
crap.
Well, I rolled and I got a 26.
Oh, so you did backflip.
I backflipped you, up. Slurps Jesus up, my Christ. Dudes.
So you backflip
into it.
Literally
like
out
Angel
of the
mind
car.
Freak.
Like Chris Angel mind freak. God damn, that's cool. You backflip into this. Tell me about... So
my hands are out. Yeah. Like I'm T posing, and I backflip so graciously, and I'm in the air, and then spectral like fog starts engulfing around
oh, yes.
me and forming like around my body, and then when I come to landing, right when I land on the tracks, it's a new car.
Tell me about this new car.
This new car. It's like, you know, Greased Lightning?
Yes!
It's just like Greased Lightning. It has a little horse head in the front. It's black. It's got, it's not black. It's green and pink. Matches
Whoa.
My inflatable hammer. And it says, slurps up my dudes on the side. And then I was like, no, that's not cool. So it shifts and it morphs and it's just, it's just awesome. And it's shiny.
Oh.
And it's got heated seats.
Where is it in Jeez. Relation to the rest of this?
It is one car. It's like, it's a next car. It's
okay.
behind you guys.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
So to you, it would be four cars away.
Okay.
And to me, it'd be five cars.
Yes.
You could try to get there in time, but you would have to roll.
I'm just gonna keep on gripping.
She gave you an out.
I'm not letting you change your mind. I'm officially not letting you change your mind.
I have some extra rope dangling off of my thing, and I throw it back to her, and I say, hold on.
Here's
the fun rope.
You have some rope in your hands now.
Hey, Kai. Okay. I have some extra rope. If you want some, you could borrow it. Hold on.
I put it in my mouth.
Are you kidding me? Okay.
You can't see it. You're facing forward.
You're going to have dentures when we get back.
Kai, is that rope in your mouth?
Roll for teeth uh-huh. loss.
Roll for teeth
stupid.
Loss.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Whatever you think you will enhance the experience.
Okay. So, y'all are on, you have reached the apex of this roller coaster. You're at the very tippy top. Wow, you can see Burnfort from here.
Burnfort looks amazing.
Whoa.
Too bad this place is better.
And then you just hear, ba, ba, ba.
What is this? Mario Kart?
And you guys are... hurtling as fast as you can. Your hair is flying.
Oh, Greased Lightning.
Go, Greased Lightning.
Go, Greased Lightning.
Greased Lightning. Go, Greased Lightning.
And so you are hurtling. There's, of course, like the first, you know, some juts back and forth, some minor
Whoa.
Hills, some
Whoa.
Some small Whoa. Inversions that Oh, actually, there's a small inversion before you get to your first loop that's just going to spin you really quickly. And that's going to bring Zil, you have a functioning car, so you are just in.
I'm fine.
Griana,
yes.
You have tied yourself in tight in your first inversion. You are good as gold. Your knot tying has done its job. Hey, I'm gonna need you to roll strength saving throw.
Can I go into rage first?
Can you go into rage?
Like the adrenaline of the roller coaster puts me in rage.
I would have asked you to have done that before I ask you to roll.
I know. Okay, that's fine. I can make a strength check.
Strength saving throw. It's different.
A strength saving throw. That I could do because I have a +7 in it.
Mm-hmm.
What? Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. And you're going to take the lowest number you roll.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you get?
I love Jack Black's in this podcast.
Oh my god.
I didn't crit fail, but I got a 2 + 7, which is a 9.
Okay. So,
it's a 9.
Gravity. Inertia.
Yeah.
Holding on.
Just holding on.
A couple of the things we learned about in science class.
Perhaps if you would put the rope in a hand, you could have grabbed onto it or something.
Can't I still, while I'm flailing in the air, reach for something to grab onto?
Yeah, so you're falling, and you can go ahead and roll just a strength-saving throw to try and grab onto something and fucking hold on before you hurtle to a spiky below.
Remember there.
Yes, that would be.
And you will be rolling with disadvantage. Is that a critical fail?
That's another 2.
So you got a 9.
So, yeah.
All right. You feel
so awful.
The rope in your hand, and it begins to slip.
Oh my God.
You are losing purchase. Your other hand comes up to try and grab the side of the roller coaster because you're out of it.
Kai, where
you
are
outside of it. You're trying to grab the rope. Your other hand's trying to grab the edge. Roll me to see if you can grab that edge.
Okay, can I also yell something while I do it?
Sure.
Can I go back? I love you! And then I roll. A 14.
With disadvantage?
Yeah, a 14 with disadvantage.
All right. You are outside of the car.
Uh-huh.
You are holding onto the edge of the car. The car is moving incredibly fast.
But
and you are hurtling on.
I'm hurtling on.
And you are holding on by one hand.
Yes.
Zil, you see this. Griana,
yes.
You hear something that sounds kind of bad.
Here I am.
Wee! Yeah.
Yes! Woohoo! Oh my gosh! This is going really fast.
Yeah.
Hey, Kai, are you okay?
Beautiful Foley work. Okay, so we are approaching the first loop. Kai.
I don't have anything to help.
I know. The only person who can help her is herself. All right. You can roll to see if you can get another hand on that car.
Cool.
As you approach the first loop.
Oh, my God, the first loop.
Still with disadvantage?
Yes.
Goody.
Oh, my God. Is that your favorite number?
Is that another 2? We'll roll again to see.
You gotta roll again to see if you crit fail.
Oh, Zil!
Out of all the numbers... And it's
are you kidding me?
Wait. Use one of my dice next.
Oh, my God.
I don't think there's going to be a next.
You never know.
I'm so fucking stupid.
You're not stupid.
You just made stupid decisions.
Here.
I gave you the rope.
You put it
in your fucking mouth. You put it in your mouth.
Sid, if you survive this, these are the 2 first D20s I ever got.
Oh my God.
You survive this, I want you to use them for the rest of the night.
Okay. Oh, I have to roll damage. That's fine.
Hold on. Oh. Hold on.
Whoa. Sid just got pranked so hard right now.
Oh, you wish. You fucking wish. Yeah, you wish this was a prank. Kai, you are falling.
Oh, my God.
And falling. And falling. And falling.
Oh, my God.
And your life is flashing before your eyes. What do you see?
Cooper. I see Cooper.
What about us?
And I see... I see Griana and Zill hugging each other, blowing me kisses, opening their arms wide open, and that's what I see. And I see Phoebe, my sweet Phoebe and I playing in our treehouse, smoking a J, eating her delicious brownies and mac and cheese.
You don't see your family.
And I start crying.
As you're falling through the sky.
All right, here we go. A moment of silence for these dice, please.
Oh my God, this is dark. This is really bad. Oh my God.
Ow. You collide so close.
Don't celebrate yet.
To a spike that would have gone straight through your skull. Instead, you are laying on the ground. It's a nice, cushy grass.
Oh.
Suspiciously cushy grass. and you are so disoriented. But that does not stop you from looking down and seeing the massive pike that is sticking out of your right leg. You have been impaled. You will take 64 damage. And you will lose 1d4 damage for every turn until you manage. Actually, you're not taking any damage yet. The wound is still in. The thing is still in. So,
she's not bleeding out.
Here's the thing, though. The thing you are impaled with, you are at the very bottom of. You are laying on the ground. By the way, your head hurts. You can't think of words. You can only think of pain. And here's the thing. That spike you're impaled by, it's a solid 6 feet tall.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh. Owie, ow, ow. Ooh. Oh, ow.
I feel it in my own leg.
Yeah, ooh, and you can imagine that?
And you can look up, and you can just see the blood of you.
Dripping down.
See a little piece of your flesh on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Some of your pants.
Yeah.
On this copper, unbloomed flower.
Oh, God, at least it's a flower.
Oh.
How many hit points do you have?
We went from 92 to 28.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I have 7 tries to get out of this thing. I have 6 tries to get out of this thing.
Well, since you are not moving yet, you are in stasis. But once you start moving, yes, that is a possibility. We are approaching the first inversion.
Hey, Kai, are you still ready to take people?
I actually would like both Griana and Kai to roll. Sorry, Zill, you actually just watch her fucking fall. And into the abyss. You actually don't see where she lands. You think she's dead.
Oh.
Griana, just roll a perception check.
Okay. Oh, 9.
You hear,
I think a bird just went by.
Yeah, okay, Griana.
Yes?
I think we just need to get through this. I'm not worried about the bodies anymore.
What? We have to get the bodies. As a part of the game.
Oh, okay, we'll try, but I'm not. That's not my concern.
So we begin our first loop.
I'm tied in. Don't worry.
So I will break this loop into quarters. Okay.
Okay.
So it'll be quarter, quarter, apex, quarter, quarter. Okay. Quarter one, what are your actions?
Well, I'm waiting to receive the body.
Okay. You are holding. Quarter one, what is your action?
We're at the bottom of the loop.
Yes.
I'm waiting also.
Okay. Quarter two, you are now halfway up to the top of the loop. What are your actions?
Preparing to receive the body.
I cast Fireball at the rope.
You cast Fireball at the rope.
Do I have to roll to aim?
You're going to have to roll to aim.
Would that be a spell attack or just like dexterity?
That would be a spell attack.
Okay. Nine.
Okay, I got to get the AC for rope. Got it. Okay. I think it would have been fair to say that you would have had to beat a 10.
Yeah.
What did you roll?
Nine.
Did you not add your spellcasting bonus?
I did.
Oh.
I rolled a 3.
Oh, yeah, that's not gonna do it.
What? Okay.
So,
hey, Zilt, the body's still hanging.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm sad that your mouth was open, Griana, because you guys...
What?
Not me. I'm all the way back there.
I know, but Griana's...
What?
Actually in the very first row.
Gets a mouthful of dead body.
Griana, there was a fleshy pinata that... just exploded in your face.
It exploded?
It didn't explode, but the impact, the speed, the body. It's not like it could fall.
I didn't know this. I wouldn't have opened my freaking mouth.
There's a dead body in your mouth. I'm so sorry.
You know, I don't really know the purpose of this, but I'm going to say it's meant for a fun reason.
Sorry, Griana.
What the?
I'm a little distracted at the moment.
I wonder what this person's story was.
Oh, God, let's not think about it too much as you guys are hurtling down.
I wonder where they went to school.
The roller coaster continues.
What they dreamed
whoosh,
of.
Whoosh, inversion. Bleh. Approaching the second loop.
I just threw up.
Griana throws up.
Thank you.
Zil, roll a dexterity.
Slurps up.
You dodge the puke. You dodge the puke.
We have the car do a backflip over the puke and we land back on the track.
Sounds perfect.
Amazing.
And you guys are approaching the second loop as quickly as you were the first.
Let's do this better than last time.
All right. First quarter of the loop. Any actions?
I throw up one more time.
You throw up one more time. Second quarter of the loop. What are my actions?
Firebolt again.
All right. Roll your...
17 plus 6.
All right. It is cut. Apex of the loop. Griana, do you plan on catching it as it's falling or catching it as it's landing on you?
Catching it as landing on me. I reach my arms up.
Okay. So third quarter, you guys are just getting ready to catch. Fourth quarter, catching time arrives.
Wahoo.
So I'm going to need you to roll a dexterity check.
Hello, buddy. Come to Gree-Gree.
Just an acrobatics.
Oh, please be higher than I think this is gonna be. Let's see, a 5. I rolled a 2.
Pinatas! 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 Pinatas!
My mouth is closed! Ow!
It explodes as it hits the front of the car.
It's raining,
man! And we're just having lots of fun. Inversion, left, right, right, left, right, left.
Are there any
up,
more bodies
down,
left?
Up, down. One more. We're heading into the third and final loop. This
Let's
loop
get
is
this
the biggest.
Body.
This loop is the craziest quarter one of the loop. Any actions?
Zil, one more time.
Quarter
third
two.
Time's a charm.
Quarter two of the loop. Any actions?
Reach my arms out.
Roll.
I crit failed.
Okay. But I can save the day.
Would you like to do
I
anything?
Set that I body like... on fire.
That doesn't matter. I will cast Dancing Lights.
It's a disco. No.
At least it's a disco. I cast Lesser Restoration.
On what?
On the body.
Okay, you tried. And this is not a pinata until it is, as the rope doesn't snap. Because you didn't hit the rope. You hit the bottom of the body. And the fire's sort of going up. There's not a lot to pinata, as Zil set it on fire in a pretty explosive way. But what can pinata does pinata as you hit your third and final body?
No, I cast Lesser Restoration, and I take my spear. And as we go by, I stand up and try to cut the rope. After casting Lesser Restoration, so I cut the rope and grab the body same time.
I will give you the chance to throw your spear.
Okay, I'm going to throw my freaking spear.
Mm-hmm, to try and get it through the rope.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna throw my. what would I add to that? Strength?
Yeah, it's a.
It would be your spear.
Oh, fuck, okay. Oh, okay. A 10.
That's exactly what you need to cut that rope.
Really?
Yep.
And I Tarzan that freaking body. I'm on my rope and I take it.
You're going to have to roll.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm
so are you
going
to try and catch it while it's falling, or are you going to try to catch it while it's landing?
Is the body on
while
fire?
It's landing.
Oh, it is.
Oh. I'm going to try to catch it like, well, I'm going to like.
Will you zoom by?
Well, I zoom by.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. No! What is with the number
listen,
two today?
Listen, use one of my dice. Use one of my original dice, okay? Oh.
I already rolled it.
I know, I'm saying
for
the rest
so
of
you
the
rolled
night,
a two?
Which color speaks to you?
Can I have
so
the blue?
So I rolled a two plus, what would that be, strength?
So it falls down to the...
Damn it.
Yeah, okay, so it falls onto the railing below, right? So you guys are approaching it again as you're in quarter three. You see it down at the bottom of the loop, and you are approaching the dead body, which has fallen onto the rails, a little mangled and a little on fire.
That's all right, I got it.
So are you doing anything in quarter three?
Well, I'm preparing to lean over and grab the body.
So you are going to run into it before you can lean over and grab it unless you figure something out.
Okay. Do you have any spells?
I really don't.
Okay, so I lasso with my hemp rope. I make a lasso.
All right, go ahead.
And I attempt to do a perfect lasso.
Yeah, I'm going to need a roll for lasso proficiency in that I need to know how proficiently you make the rope before you throw it. So how well do you make the lasso?
I rolled a fucking 4.
All right, so you think you've
what
made it.
What is going on?
You think you've made a good lasso, so go ahead and roll to throw that lasso and get the dead body.
Okay, so I rolled another fucking 4.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, my
don't
God. I rolled another 4.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Pin...
What is going on?
Pinata. Flesh and blood, flesh and blood. Pinata.
Where did fire. You...
Who was your first girlfriend, boyfriend? Who did you love? What did you study in school? Why are you all over me now?
You guys... 1 for 3? No.
We got 0.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. We're down in... This is Carly. We're down in tickets. We don't have the bodies.
We have 9 of the bodies, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those were the last 3 that we needed to get, correct?
Yes.
So they're dead.
Yes.
Deader than they were before.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to use the word obliterated.
So there's no way we can bring them home.
We couldn't.
Piles.
We couldn't find the bodies.
You could just bring some goop and be like, this is your son.
Should we bring their loved ones vials of them?
Yes. Just put some googly eyes on whatever
really...
tatters you can find.
Hey, I feel really
so hold on. You are still on a roller coaster, so you guys are hurtling along. Merrily we roll along. Kai? Iga? Cooper? Where's everyone?
This is a shit show.
Yeah. You guys got a little cocky, I think. And
I think someone that rhymes with my did.
And you guys hurtle back into the station.
That's a feeling. Wow.
You have completed the loop as you slowly chuck, 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 chuck to a stop. And then you hear, thanks for riding.
Okay. And I turn around to
Zill. I immediately get up. We gotta find Kai. Kai fell.
Oh, where's
I start
is
running.
Kai?
I start running by the first loop, right, where she fell.
Yeah, so you get down.
Can I go?
Oh, guys!
So actually,
where the heck did Kai go?
Yeah. So you guys are walking over. Sorry, you're gonna have to. It takes you a second to untie yourself, Brianna, before you can catch up with Zill, who's just made a run for it.
Now,
I think.
Confused. I thought Kai was. Preparing to accept the bodies the whole time, I guess. Well, that was delightful. I have body all over me, but I think that was the funnest roller coaster I have ever been on.
Right.
I had a lot of audience interaction, you know. I don't know why the bodies had to go all over me, but I guess I'm just the chosen one. Mm-hmm. I got picked. I was the person that was picked. That's always exciting. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Kai, did you do anything during the rest of the roller coaster? This is just a question I have. Did you just lay there?
No, I'm just, yeah.
Well, I'm running to find Kai.
Yeah, well, now I'm running too. I'm skipping. Now I'm skipping.
Okay, so you skip over to Kai. You have to weave through a lot of metal spikes. Yeah. But you get to Kai, who is deliriously in pain.
Fuck.
Hey, Zil.
Okay. How are we gonna do this? We get it out. You're gonna start bleeding. We need to... Kai, I'm not gonna lie. This is gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me.
Oh, my Lanta.
Brianna, start pulling it out. Brianna, try to pull it out. Brianna, look at me. Try to pull it out.
Pull what out?
Pull the spike out of her leg. I get a torch out.
Wait. 1 second. I get out an extra shirt that I have, and I roll it up, and I put it in my mouth.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We're pulling the spike out.
Of the ground?
Of her leg, yes.
Well, the spike is in the ground.
So, I will reiterate. You'll probably have to pull it out this way.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, because you can't lift Kai 6 feet in the air and just pop her off.
I took out a torch.
Mm-hmm.
Kai.
Pull it. So let's start pulling. Grianna, start pulling.
Okay, I'm pulling.
I'm going to help.
Okay, countdown.
3, 2, pull.
All right, Kai and Liz. No, sorry, Grianna and Zil.
I crit failed.
Okay. Do I do strength? Strength?
Yes.
14.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I fall back on a spike.
You don't fall. You stumble back. Go ahead and roll a dexterity saving throw. Oh.
No.
An 8. You stumble back and you land. And your hand gets a little spiky in one of the fingers, and you take...
Oh, that's not too bad.
4 damage as you spike your thumb.
This is so scary.
And meanwhile, Grianna, you manage to pull the spike about halfway out.
Okay, it's almost out.
Okay, let's try again.
Okay.
Kai, everybody stop. Kai, roll a constitution saving throw.
Right.
She passes out, though. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, sure.
10.
So I was asking for you to beat a 12. You are out as the pain takes
it's
over.
Okay. It's okay.
Well, this is everything's happened for a reason.
All right, go ahead and roll strength again.
Okay, 16.
Oh, me too.
16.
Yes.
Strength.
Mm-hmm.
17.
All right,
I'm sorry, 17.
You guys pull it out the rest of the way. Spikes
quick,
out.
Get her on her side. Okay, get her on her side.
Okay, you're on your side.
I light the torch.
Okay, you light the torch.
I press it against her wound. And then I press it against the other side of the wound to cauterize the wound so she doesn't bleed out.
I cast good berries.
Okay, so you cast good berries. How many hit points do you have right now, Kai?
28.
All right, you're gonna take some fire damage.
I'm sorry, Kai.
And some initial first turn bleeding out damage. So we're gonna roll that right now, okay?
Okay.
You're gonna take 5 damage for some bleeding out. And then you are going to take 13 fire damage.
It's okay. You're still up.
I cast Goodberry.
Mm-hmm. You cast Goodberries. You have 10 berries in your hand.
Prestidigitation smelling salts to try to wake her up.
Do none of you have a single fucking health potion on you?
I have lesser restoration.
She has to be awake to drink
I know. I'm just wondering. Yeah. Did you
do,
all plan
I
ahead?
I okay. Do. I'm pretty sure Kai does, too.
Okay. I was just double checking.
I have 4 healing potions.
Nice. Good. You might need them.
Yeah.
All right.
Kai has a bunch of greater healing potions.
Okay. I was just double checking. Kai, there are some smelling salts that have taken hold of you. Go ahead. Would you like to come to, or is your soul content to sort of stay out for the minute?
Oh my god. I'm so...
Oh.
Potion. Healing.
Yeah.
Bag.
Oh, your bag? Okay. I find, I go through her bag and I find a great, the one that looks like it would heal her the most. Well, I have a greater healing potion, so one that looks like one of those, because she has a couple. And I hold her little head, and I help her drink it.
And I have another.
That's 4d4 plus 4. Have her eat the good berries, Brianna.
I have your good berries. I have good berries for you. They're very delicious, and they taste even better in the Thunderdome. Here you go.
And then it's going to be plus 10 for good berries. You got 9 plus 4. So 13 from that, and then from the good berries, another 10. So 23 hit points. You regained.
Thank you.
Hey, Kai, think of it this way. Scars are sick as fuck. Yeah. I got this one from the sewer. Yeah.
And I have another healing potion.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and here you go. Here. Just take, I have four.
Let's OD get healing potion.
Get
I'm just thing, wondering if you can OD.
Get thing out of play.
It's out.
But you actually look down, and from the wound... you do take all those healing points, but in the wound, there's like, you know, like in your veins, you can kind of see them sometimes.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can like see your veins now, and they're like all rainbow. It's super cool.
What?
Yeah.
I'm beautiful.
Yeah. You are.
What? Do you think she's infected? With fun?
Looks like it.
Looks like it.
Wait, Brianna. It's like, Kai.
Let's get her somewhere to sit down.
Okay.
I
pick her up.
Oh, roll a strength check.
Yeah, I wanna help.
Okay.
Like arm over one shoulder. Slurps up, baby. I pick her up by myself.
Yeah, you're gonna have to because I rolled a 9. I got a 9.
Okay.
Don't worry, Kai, jump up into my strong arms. You took care of me when you beat me up. Now I'll take care of you.
All right, so you guys lift Kai up.
It's mostly me.
And
That's crazy.
Zil, you basically deadlift Kai. That's pretty cool. And you begin to walk.
It's like
walk.
A mother when she Power has to lift love. A car to get to her babies.
Yes.
Power of love.
Power of love, baby.
And where do you begin walking, Kai?
Towards the any nearest bench, like table.
Okay,
so anywhere she can sit down.
Yeah, you bring her back to a table and you sit her down at a table.
Would you like a funnel cake?
I think she's okay. I think she should have some water, if
so
anything.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, I thought I had it. I thought I regret that I got stage fright.
Listen.
I got stage fright.
All we gotta do now is just figure out how to get out of here. Okay?
Okay. What? No. Why?
Griana.
Yeah?
Ow.
Griana, we need to get Kai home.
Well, you guys can go home.
Griana, you're a part of the team.
But I want to stay.
Here. We can come back after we get Kai a hospital.
Okay, but we have to get Iga.
It'll all be okay. We need tickets to get out.
And then you hear a very like jaunty theme, and then like a pop as a bunch of confetti falls on all three of you. And then you hear Gnickleback sitting at the table with you guys as well.
Hey, what's up?
Gnickleback goes, wonderful.
Hey, Gnickleback, I'm all out of Dr. Pepsi. It spilled during the roller
coaster. There you go. There's some more.
Thanks.
Drinks up.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I loved that performance. I'm really sad for you guys that it didn't go like you wanted it to, though.
Thank you for your empathy.
And so I want you... I thought... Well, I was hoping maybe you could feel happier for the bodies that you did get. Right? 9 out of 12.
Yeah.
So, take 15 tickets per body.
Oh.
You gotta tell me who they're going to right now, though.
So I think...
They only go to one person?
Oh, you can split them up however you want,
Let's split them up in three, so three per body. Wait, no, wait. Actually, I have 110 tickets, so I'm fine. I don't need any. I have 110.
That's 135 tickets to divide how you'd like.
Yeah, I'm all full so up on tickets, so.
One of us gets, jeez. Why does that always gotta be odd numbers?
It's 135.
Yeah, it's an odd number between two people.
That's fine. Someone just gets one extra ticket.
Is that how you're planning on dividing it?
Yeah, you can have an extra ticket, Kai.
Oh.
Wait.
Thanks.
So now you have 97?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
How many do you have?
I have 68 then.
Great.
And you get 66. Right?
Yeah. So I have 96. I need four tickets. You need... God.
Okay. I feel like there's another... Can I...
Is there any more games?
Can I talk to Gnickelback?
What?
Gnickelback. If I could get on my knees, I would. But I want to apologize for the way I treated you. I am in your park, on your land, and I have not been respecting that. And I apologize from the very core of my heart. And I expect nothing from you.
But
please get us out of here. I'm asking for a big old ticket opportunity.
Get Nickelback? I have 110 tickets.
Yeah.
I will give my tickets to them. And then they can go.
Tickets are non-transferable.
Tickets are non-transferable. That's right. You study one ticket.
Thank you. Yay, 97. Three more, baby.
Okay. All right, well, you need help.
Do you need help, Nickelback, with anything?
Maybe. Well, Griana, I gave you an offer already.
Remind me what the offer was.
All right, we're going
to... Oh. For the bodies?
There's no more games we could play.
You want the bodies, right?
If you give me one, I'll let you all go. And if you give me two, I'll let one of you pick one more prize. And if you give me three, I'll let two of you pick a prize.
What kinds
There's
of prizes?
There's no more games.
Nope.
And we get to leave.
You'd get to leave.
Just do the one body.
Just do the one body.
But that body needs to go to a family.
We need to get out of here.
Are you sure I can't have two? If you gave me two bodies, if you gave me two bodies, I'd let all of you pick one more prize.
What are the prizes?
Just one.
Just one. Let's get out of here. I want to go.
Is I go one of the prizes?
What? You were here when I looked at the prizes.
I know, but I think a Nickelback could be offering Iga.
Let's go.
Okay. You could have one of the bodies, but I'm going to take the badge off of the uniform to bring back to their family.
That's agreeable.
Okay.
These were brave soldiers. So I believe they would be okay sacrificing another time for their country, for their whatever they represent.
Their countrymen, yeah.
For their country they were representing. Thank you for fighting for us. So you can have one of the bodies.
Do I get to pick which one?
No. No.
Good, because I would have picked yours. Just kidding. All right.
Okay, great. Let's go.
And he says, well, where's your cart? I'll put them in your cart. You just got to bring the cart.
Where are our carts?
It's right outside. Go get it.
Okay, I'll go get it. Okay. Yeah, I take another sip of my Dr. Prepsi and I feel a little better. Okay, yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, friend.
We all go.
Yeah, you all go.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, Cooper!
And we continue on.
And so you guys, you go and get the cart and you bring it back in. Roll a perception check, Griana.
Oh, just Griana.
Who's driving the cart in? Who's driving the cart in?
Not me.
All right, Griana's driving the cart in. Griana, roll a perception check.
12.
All right, Griana, you get in the cart, and you notice that hidden underneath the seat, you feel a very familiar warmth nuzzle up against your leg.
Oh. Oh. Hi, Cooper.
Nope.
Oh, my God. Iko, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to be in the... I thought you were going to be in the cage. Being safe in the cage. You could have been hurt in this car. Okay. Well, I'm glad that nothing happened to you because you very well could have been hurt outside that cage. Zill put you in there for a reason and you are not to obey rules, but this time I'm just very glad to see you. Have you been having fun? Okay, all right. Well, here, go behind my ponytail. Let's get back. Let's take these bodies back to our friend Nickelback.
All right, so you bring the cart back in to put the bodies in. So you bring the cart into the park. Once you bring the cart in, what?
I just had a thought. I'm not going to do this, but I was like, if he's letting us go for a body, can't I just get another press anyway?
And you guys all come over and... you sort of bring the cart over by the carousel, and the carousel, all the dead bodies are currently on the top of the carousel, and the carousel's rotating. And Gnickelback's sitting on one of the horses of the carousel, and the carousel sort of comes to a stop. And Gnickelback smiles at you guys, and he goes, "Okay." And he snaps, and the dead bodies disappear from the top of the carousel, and you feel the weight of them suddenly in the cart. And Gnickelback says, "I'll take those tickets." And he snaps and all of your tickets disappear.
I go, Cooper.
Ow.
That is our call.
Cooper.
All right. Well, park's closing hours are starting soon.
Oh.
This place closes?
Yep.
Yeah. What the heck?
At sundown.
It closes, so I couldn't even stay here forever if I wanted.
I have a hotel for park members only.
Yeah, park members only. Ground, we gotta go.
Can you sign me up?
Oh, yeah, for your birthday, I'll get you a membership.
A membership.
Okay.
A season pass.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna forget you.
I won't forget you either. You're a real believer.
I'm never gonna quit you.
Here, I have a special pin. Griana Arande.
What? For
I'd
me?
Like to make you an official. Gnome Katir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will wear this proudly because of the fun that I had here.
Please do. And tell all your friends to come and have fun.
Okay. Okay, I will. Do you think that, that Scotty would have a good time here? We should tell her to head over.
Oh, no. I don't think Scotty would have a very fun time here.
Wow. I see something once more. I go, Cooper.
Ow.
Hey, where's Cooper?
I don't think he's coming right now. Maybe he got out.
That's what I'm hoping. I'm just letting him know that we're leaving. I trust him, and he's so good at what he does.
Mommy, we'll see you soon.
I wonder if he knows that you broke your leg.
Probably not.
Let's go. I don't want to be here anymore.
Let's just go.
Bon voyage. Thunder gnome.
I'm building a new ride soon, so you make sure you come back and we'll look at it. Look at it, okay?
Do you have a newsletter I could keep up with this place on?
Oh, I'll send something when it's time.
What, you really?
Yeah.
Like a care package?
Absolutely.
Well, okay, sign me up. My address is wherever I am at the time. I don't know.
Okay.
Right now I'm at Jack and Jill's, though, in Burnford.
He'll find
Good
you.
Good to know.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gnickleback.
Gnickleback, it's been a real good honor.
Good honor.
Thank you.
I've had a real good nice time.
Yeah. You're...
Good night, Gnickleback.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't have too much fun without us.
You know... Your ride's pretty boring. Do you want me to spruce it up a little?
No,
we're good.
Wait, with what?
No, we're good. I clasp my hand over her mouth. We're good.
Okay.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, old friend.
Goodbye.
New friend. Now old
Forever
friend.
Oh, my
gosh. Wait, if you were to spice up this cart, what would it look like?
Can we all get tattoos of this place?
Of course we can, but only when we're in Burnfort.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
After we've had a good night's rest.
Goodbye, Gnickleback.
Goodbye!
Bye. And I take a sip of my Dr. Prepsi.
You take a sip of your Dr. Prepsi.
Delicious.
Delicious.
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, you gotta go. All right, so you all get in the cart. You guys schlup Kai into the cart in the back. And you all take off. And the second you leave the park... Griana, your mind returns to you.
Oh, my head.
Just
Kai's best. Kai, you do as well.
My head.
But you had your brain mostly back when you impaled yourself. So.
It's throbbing.
Does she still have the paraphernalia?
I feel like I can't even, what am I wearing?
Can you put down the cup? The cup down. Try to put it down.
Okay, I'll put it in the cup holder.
You put it in the cup holder.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
What? I mean, what's it
you
filled with?
You were under a spell, Griana.
Excuse me? What did we? What do have we been up to?
Do you remember? You remember it.
Yes. We were on a roller coaster. We did bumper cars before then. I feel like I'm coming down from a hangover. I think I'm hungover. I like a sugar high or something.
Fungover.
Did I have a lot of fun there?
You really liked
Probably
it there,
not
Grandma.
Real fun. You really liked it.
Oh God! Did I say anything stupid?
No.
No. Where's Iga? Oh my God. Okay. What happened to me?
Honestly, I don't know. But it was some sort of spell.
It was whatever was in that cup.
No, not even. She was under it before the cup. The cup was just one of the final pieces.
I mean, I'm wearing... How did I get this shirt off?
You can take it off
Those
now.
Shoes? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm undressing.
Okay.
I'm just going to... Do I have anything else on me that, like, I would wear? Where did my clothes go?
Yeah, you have your clothes.
Where did they go?
Probably in your bag.
Okay. Oh, thank God. They're in my bag. Okay. I'm going to change and recoup. Okay, breathe. I just feel a little manipulated, to be honest. Did I at least fight the good fight?
Define good fight.
Yeah.
Okay. How many bodies? We got 8 bodies.
We have 8 bodies, unfortunately.
We're all alive.
We are.
Yeah.
We're all alive. Thank you for getting me out of there.
What's going on, Kai? I know you're obviously.
Well, a few things are going through my mind. I'm very frustrated. I shouldn't have let Cooper run. I should have done something smarter when I was on the roller coaster. I don't know what is going on with me. And I just am so sorry.
Listen, that place, I think, fucked with kind of all of us at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was just, like, under some trance. Some like, it's like it numbed my mind.
It was like I was very happy and you were very stupid.
Yeah, nope. I made some dumb decisions.
What
back
are you
then.
Wearing?
A t-shirt.
Get it off.
Okay, get I it take off it now. Off.
Well, do you have a wristband?
No, I don't have anything.
Do you have anything? Okay, okay. Well.
No, I didn't get anything in there.
That's probably a good thing.
I mean, I got prizes. That's about it.
Good for you.
Sorry.
I throw the pen that he gave me out the window.
I throw.
Oh, I may hand it back. I grab it.
Okay, well, you didn't have to catch it. I guess it's a memento.
Hey, I'm sorry about Cooper.
Oh, it's I trust he's safe. I trust he's really smart. He's really good at getting his things.
Yeah.
Like, his bearings together. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
Where
I'm
do you think
sure.
He is?
I think he got out. I, like, really have a feeling that he's out and he's scurrying about and he's just finding his way home. Let's just go drop the bodies off.
Okay, let's go home.
Ish.
Yeah, to this home that we have now. Let's go back to Jack and Jill's with a bunch of dead bodies.
So it's probably going to behoove you guys to sort of rest up at the town you guys ran into before you guys went. That was Willowshire. You're probably going to want to rest there for the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just fall asleep in the cart.
All right, you guys fall asleep in the cart as you head back to Willowshire. Let us take a break, and then we will resume.
Okay. I'm very surprised they didn't bring up me trapping Iga in the cart.
Well, I didn't know you trapped Iga.
Yeah, they don't know.
Well, no, like, I still did it, and, like, he still got out.
Yeah, because you were keeping him safe.
I know, but your mind's back now, and that's kind of suspicious.
I'm not really
Yeah, so basically, Zil cast a spell that tunneled the earth underneath the soda space and let it out outside of the park. And then so Iga got out and just found the first familiar thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Who knows? Maybe Cooper from...
Yeah, I was like, Cooper's smart enough to figure that out.
This was...
I have such an icky feeling.
Yeah, you're busy.